美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
大约150年以前，美国一些开荒的人逐步的到西部的荒野去开拓。这些拓荒者从当地印第安人那里学到了一个诀窍，那就是躺下身来，把耳朵贴在地上，就可以听到几英里以外野兽奔跑的啼声。现在把耳朵贴在地上这个诀窍已经成为一个俗语，在英文里也就是
To keep an ear to the ground. Keep K-E-E-P Ear E-A-R And ground G-R-O-U-N-D To keep an ear to the ground.
To keep an ear to the ground.
它的意思就是保持高度警觉，及早地发现那些即将会发生的事情的预兆。比如说，一个精明的政客对选民的想法总是很警觉的，有时候一些选民还没有想到的事儿，他们倒已经想到了。下面一位国会议员说的话正好说明了这一点。
Every 2 weeks while the Congress is in session, I try to get back home to California to talk to the people.This doesn't give me much time to relax with my family, but I have to keep an ear to the ground and hear what voters are thinking about.
这位议员说，当国会举行会议的时候，我每2个星期设法抽空回到加州去一次，和当地的人进行交谈。我没有多少时间可以和家人在一起，但是我得及时了解选民的想法。下面我们再听听另外一位议员说的话。
I try to keep an ear to the ground, and what I hear these days is that most people think we spend too much money on building roads and not enough on our schools.
这个议员说，我总是设法注意人们的想法。最近我听说，大多数人认为我们在筑路方面花钱太多。而用在学校方面的钱却不足。下面我们要讲的一个习惯用语也是和耳朵，也就是 ear 有关系的。
Up to one's ears. Up. U-P. One's. O-N-E. Apostrophe. S. And ear. E-A-R. Up to one's ears.
Up to one's ears 有好几个意思。首先，它可以解释成很忙的意思。比如说
，Half the people in my office are homesick, so I'm up to my ears.
这个人说，我办公室里有一半的人有病请假，所以我简直忙得不得了。下面这个例子是一个丈夫为了逃避到厨房去帮他太太的忙。正在找借口。
Gee, honey, you know I'd like to help you paint the kitchen tonight, but I'm up to my ears in paperwork I had to bring home from the office.
这个丈夫说，亲爱的，你知道我很愿意今天晚上帮你把厨房上油漆，可是我从办公室带回来好些一定要做的事儿。Up to one's ears, 这个习惯用语在下面这句句子里的意思就不同了。
The mayor said that he didn't know people on his staff were taking bribes, but my guess is he's up to his ears in it.
这句话的意思是，市长说他不知道他手下的工作人员接受贿赂，可是我猜想他完全是介入这些事的。
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。